From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Eureka receiving a $25,000 grant to support its out-of-school time healthy food access and nutritional literacy programs. The gift part of a $1.5 million grant. The idea is to increase the number of healthy meals kids receive through the Summer Food Service Program, also providing evidence-based nutrition literacy to kids and families, hoping to create behavior change and better eating, and implementing healthy living practices and policies aligned with healthy eating and physical activity standards. Eureka's grant will help increase access to healthy foods and improve opportunities for physical activity. The city will also receive additional support for meals provided through USDA after-school and summer feeding programs, as well as literacy materials to help ensure healthy habits for Eureka kids. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office dispatched last evening to a domestic disturbance in the area of Reeser Road in McKinleyville. While responding there, they learned that a white Suburban associated with the disturbance had left the scene. The driver may be in possession of a firearm. Soon after, deputies observed the suspect vehicle traveling southbound on Central Avenue near Pickett Road. Deputies conducted a traffic stop and contacted the driver, 19-year-old Kyle Gildesgaard of Eureka. He was visibly injured as a result of a prior physical altercation. While searching his vehicle, deputies found a short-barreled shotgun. Gildesgaard arrested, taken to a local hospital for treatment, then charged with possession of a short-barreled shotgun. Bail set at $50,000. Humboldt County's suicide rate in 2016 was more than twice the state average, and the county wants you to know that there are services available to people who need them. Two free suicide prevention trainings are valuable for anyone who wants to learn more about how to help. Mental Health First Aid provides a general overview and basic skills to better identify, understand, and respond to mental health and substance use issues. A second training called Question, Persuade, Refer teaches participants to recognize forms of suicidal communication. $200,000 bail for a man charged with attempted murder in Mendocino County. Sheriff's deputies called to a physical assault at a residence on the 700 block of Lake Mendocino Drive in Ukiah. While responding there, deputies advised that a 70-year-old man had been stabbed. The suspect, Harley James Patton, found on Lake Mendocino Drive near the location. Deputies determined an altercation happened inside a trailer there between the 70-year-old male and his nephew, Patton. During the altercation, Patton apparently obtained a knife, stabbing the 70-year-old man numerous times, causing life-threatening injuries. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.